You're now listening to the Queendom Podcast. Before we get into the show, please remember to download and subscribe on Anchor. And like, share, and most importantly, subscribe to the Sassy Sticks channel. Okay, let's get into the show.
If I was, like, I was just coming back off of, like, my lunch or taking a kid somewhere. So if I would have not went in the back of the classroom, I wouldn't have known you was there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So my question to the people out there. How many of you guys take naps at work? Thumbs up. If you're alive, you can take naps. Yes. And thumbs down if you can't. Because I can't.
Let me tell y'all what pisses me off at work. What pisses me off is when a motherfucker come to work for an hour
and say a lunch leave.
Fucking leave for the rest of the day.
Shut up. For an hour?
Oh, an hour. You must be to work at 8. We got the same schedule. 8 o'clock to 4:30. You come here for an hour. By 9 o'clock, I might say 10, maybe 2 hours. Oh, bye, Alexis. I'll see you tomorrow. What, bitch, what did you do today?
Damn, like.
What did you do today? That pisses me off because that makes me feel like, yo, I can't just up and just motherfucking be leaving.
I don't like feeling.
I can't either.
Especially in a school setting.
And when you don't have no leave.
No.
You can't. You got no leave.
I don't like when people don't
pull. All the time. Don't pull their weight.
Like, especially when you on a team.
And they throw you on every. They throw you in every fucking thing. Oh, hang on to
but they be the pettiest ones.
Hang on to Alexis. Oh, Alexis goes to school. Oh, that's pettiest. Oh, Alexis do that. But what are you doing? We got the same job title. What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying? And I fucking hate it. Like, I work in a school, and I work with older women. So, it's me, older women, and then a younger guy. And so, it's like, every week we got to deal with the same shit. Either you not coming to work, or when you come to work, you sitting on your ass, and you don't want to manage kids. Like,
that's the biggest
thing. I cannot stand a non-managing ass motherfucker.
Me either.
If you're not gonna teach, fine. You lazy at
that's cool.
But manage.
No, that's me. That's legit me.
Manage these kids.
If I got an adult,
let loose like it's the if anything, you're gonna sit the fuck down. You gonna shut the fuck up when I want you to. Like, you cannot just let these kids do whatever, and that's my problem.
That's my problem too.
I just can't.
Like, you up in here, baby. I need you to be like, stop, sit down, don't do this, blah, blah, blah.
And they don't be doing, they do not do that job.
Some peasants.
Let me tell
you. Can I just show y'all a picture of a sub that I had 2 days ago who I requested to never sub my class again? Okay.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
That thing is sleep.
Oh, she is sleeping in
sleep.
Enjoying life.
But let me
tell you. Getting paid for what? And I got to make lesson plans? Velcro stuff? What?
No, for real. That be blowing me too because y'all know I do tours, honey, with the schools. And you got teachers, substitutes, aides, all them. They think we are the National Zoo. We are not here for recycling classroom education tutorial. We are not here for that. No, they're here to run wild. They are here to run wild like it's the National Zoo, and I don't got time for it.
We don't.
What is your work struggle?
Do you have a work struggle of the week?
I feel like you can't have a work struggle yet. You just, first of all, shout out to Bree for being liberated from teaching. We got to clap it up today.
I'm
happy that I stuck in it right now so I get these 2 weeks off. I need it. I legit need it.
Well, we'll be right back with our mindful moments. We'll be back with the Queendom segment. Right, we are back with the Queendom Podcast. We are moving into the She Lit shout out segment. We talking about black women killing it. This episode, I want to shout out our very own Bree.
Yay!
It's just
she deserves it.
I mean, Bree has brought her house. She has liberated herself from the chains of teaching. And she has given birth to the most beautiful baby in the world, who I just love.
That little chocolate drop. My so my parents love that baby because she's so chocolate.
Shout out to Uber. You are just killing it. Like, what
in the game?
What is keeping you focused?
I feel like I can't even say. Every time I'm always getting on myself about, damn, you should be doing this, you should be doing this. But then I got to stop and be like, you've already done a lot of things. So give yourself credit. So it's kind of hard to say like what my focus is, because I'd be distracted by my goals. Like, I really want to do these things, but I'm stuck right here because I got to wait for this.
You're still doing a lot though, if you think about it. Like, you're still got this company going. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're legit setting a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Bar.
Like, you're
setting a tone.
A tone for your kid. Like, you're teaching her sign language, and that's really big.
You're and raising a like bilingual baby.
Yeah, like she's super intelligent.
I mean, she catches on to social cues.
Yeah,
she's amazing. I mean, like, not even real. No cap. She's just.
I don't want her to be like that kid where they.
You shouldn't even think like that for real, because that means. Let me tell you something. I was in school in Georgia until fourth grade. I came up here fifth grade with my parents. And what they was learning in fifth grade, I want third and fourth grade.
That's so cool.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to set that minimum bar for your child and be like, oh no, she's going to be too smart
to be super smart. Smarter in the class.
Right,
you level up there.
I mean, because when I was student teaching, they sent this kindergarten to second grade.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. It's crazy.
This next generation is fucked.
I teach mostly brown children and I teach mostly brown kids, Hispanic kids, but the little bit of black kids I have, I push them harder than everyone else.
You know why? Do you know why though?
The black tags. I mean,
they get the less recognition.
Yes. And they have to work less attention. It's hard
twice
to be seen.
I'm telling you.
To be heard. So I'm always harder on my black girls. I'm always harder on my black boys. I'm like, no, you don't stop.
I feel like that's another reason why it's those special kids who actually come to school and they see the value in school.
I do love that. I love to see that too. I really do love to see that. That when we teach and we see the people who actually, the students who actually see the value in their education.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's not many of them.
Yeah,
there's a few of them that makes you get up and come to work every day because they don't stop. Like, I have a kid who works harder than me. Like, look, his name is CL.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's my little classroom assistant. He comes in every day, every single day. Hey, Ms. McGinnis, and he's helping me. He already knows how to run my classroom. Mm-hmm. He's already done his assignments. If I post something early, he's done
already. Did it.
He comes to class ready for the next thing. Like, he does not stop.
Do you mind me asking what grade?
This is seventh grade. He's Hispanic. I have Hispanic.
Exactly. Majority. And let me just tell you a little bit about this African American young lady. She's been through, like, she's only fourth grade.
Ooh.
Get this. She's only fourth grade. She's already been, you know, she was touched and molested already. At this point, like, she has this psychological thing going on in her head, trauma going on.
That's crazy.
Still trying to keep up with her work. I absolutely adore her. I love her. Mm-hmm. But the teachers who have, because I'm doing, like, Girl Scouts or whatever. So, like, she's in my troop. Fourth and fifth grade. She's in my troop. And I legit.
You a troop leader?
I am a troop leader. I am a troop leader, guys. But, I legit adore her. Because I can relate to her. Like, but I wasn't that type of person who would, like, you know, just take things out on people just because. But she's that type of person who would take things out on people because she don't have that support at home. Right. Like, her mom, she does drugs. She has a health aide at home. And we have this kid who's literally trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to do her best.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants people to just, like, accept her and like her.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that connection, or we don't have that type of what's the word? I'm looking at that type of Support system that she needs at this point.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just really sad because some teachers, they don't understand. She's been through a lot. She's only in fourth grade.
Yeah.
She's been through trauma at this point.
It's just not
finishing homework.
Teachers,
like, when she go home, my girl be hungry. So I give her, like, legit extra snacks knowing Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
I send her home with extra stuff. Teachers, like, whatever we need from Girl Scouts, I just cover for her because I know she just don't have that.
You connected with her.
I connected with her.
Taking time to learn the outside of her. And that exactly. is what educating the whole child is about. It's when you take time to stop, connect, try to sympathize, empathize when you can.
And I empathize with her so much.
And the thing, I have to be honest, like, I can't empathize with some of these kids because I haven't gone through nearly half the stuff that they've gone through.
And that's why I told our teacher. I'm like, yo, I empathize with her. Like, although we kind of, you know, I was blessed as a child, but...
Yeah, but that didn't happen to me, but I feel for you. And I can imagine how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And I care about that.
All right.
I'm not using that against you. I'm not ignoring it. I'm telling you that I acknowledge it. But I'm here to help you.
And I think that's why I kind of connect with her more. Because we kind of been through the same thing.
At that point,
I have a kid, this is my second year teaching her, and one day this year she just said, can I just come in your class and start my planning, and she unloaded on me, y'all. I mean, she told me from A to B,
so that's really good at
you know, stuff that she's had to deal with, stuff she's dealing with now. We just both sat there and cried.
But you know what, though?
Tissue.
That's what they need, though.
Because there's no one listening to her.
That's what they need, though. Like, they need...
support them.
Like, a teacher is not just a teacher. A teacher is a support system, a listener, a confidant, like, everything. A mom.
A sister, an aunt, like, whatever they need in that moment.
Whatever you need in that moment, you're there. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's why it takes that bigger... That's why if you decide to teach, you're taking over this whole role.
Yes.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, I decided to teach. Yes, I'm a freaking parent.
When you're a coach.
When
you're a leader. When you're mentor. You take over all of
anything that you are impacting younger people. Younger women, you know what I'm saying? Like, even
you become that, and they can see that, especially when they start considering you. Oh, you're my mom.
I totally agree.
You're my big sister. You my this.
That's what they're yearning for. You know?
Yeah. I feel like the root of it is you have to view them as human. They are human, just like you. They may be smaller, but they are smart. Mm-hmm. They can adapt. They can observe. They know what's going on. They can pick up on social cues. They know when you're not feeling it. They know when you don't want to deal with it. They know everything. My kids know me so well. They know when I'm upset. They know when I'm not upset. They know when I want a moment. Like, and they all can read you. When you make that effort to connect with them, they connect back with you. And sometimes it's annoying as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
See, my freaking kid, like...
But it's love. At the end of the day, it's love. And if you can't build that relationship and connect with them, you don't have that love. They're not going to respond to anything else.
All 24/7. So the ones who consider me their mother and mom, they call me. So whatever.
Think about it, like, so.
If they need something, I tell them I'm there for them. They be like, mom, I need $10. I need to wash my
Think about it, though. Every time you interact with the girls at Boo, you always mom. Don't you end up being mom?
I end up being somebody's mom.
And that's the instinct, like, because like, they can always pick up on that connection. Like, always. They know.
They been in. All right, talk to me. I'll tell you what to do. You know, I'll tell you what I will do, and I will tell you what you should do. And if you take it, you're going to run with it. If you don't take it, then I can't. You know?
I am super transparent with my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, look, on the real. This is what they tell you, but I'm gonna tell you like it is.
Yeah, that's
and I'm gonna tell you what you need to know because when you get out there, it's not gonna be this understanding. It's not gonna be this many chances. Like, you have to be ready. But at the end of the day, just know that I'm gonna come in here every day with a new attitude, and I'm gonna try to get you to do your best and be your best because I see the best in you. And if they don't feel like you do,
I totally agree.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm. No, I literally totally agree, and I think I work with the individuals who's a little more
troubled.
Not troubled, but
they've been through some stuff. Do they have learning disabilities?
They have learning disabilities, and it's severe. Like, I work with the more severe, but if I'm talking about my extracurricular, mm-hmm. then it's just like a learning disability or okay. it's mild. Okay. But they probably dealt with trauma back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they just need that person that can connect with them mm-hmm. and who can, like, when they're having that moment, that they could trust you in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's a
because
big thing too.
That's a big thing because yeah. some teachers they legit can't trust, they can't connect with you in that moment. They're like, why are you sitting in this hallway crying and it's morning meeting time and it's no structure event. You know what I'm saying? Because that has happened before. But you gotta understand, this can pop up in their heads at any point of
time.
Yeah, because
they can't control it.
Like, they can't, they're fourth and fifth graders. Mm-hmm. They legit can't control it. So at the end of the day, you can just be that support system. Like, if they have that social worker, okay, mm-hmm. you can get that social worker together. But I truly believe in being there for my kids. Like, since I took on the role of being the Girl Scouts, and they're not like severely delayed like my kids that I usually work with. Like, I took on that role. So that's why I really legit love that girl.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, in my years of teaching, I've been working with kids since I was 14, but like, there's always just been kids that keep me coming back. Like, I'll be like, man, F this, I don't want to do this no more. But
yeah,
it's always that few
like
that just be like, their faces pop into your mind and those moments pop into your
and
mind.
You
and you're just like,
you
I got to come back for you because you are looking for me. You are counting on me. Mm-hmm. And I won't let you down mm-hmm. because I'm the one that you trust. And I always wonder, like, if people ever come in my classroom the first 5 and 10 minutes, I'm like, look, we just talking, we laughing, we getting our giggles out. They telling me stuff that's on their mind. They want to tell me the latest news. And they tell me stuff about their other teachers. And I'll be like, dang, why they tell me everything? But then I'm like, damn, just because I'm the one
but
that they trust.
Feel, yeah, I'm about to say, you should feel...
And they feel comfortable enough to be like, this is my struggle, Ms. McGinnis. Like, this is my thing. Like,
yeah.
I cannot deal with this.
A lot of people don't feel comfortable with telling other teachers.
Yeah.
Like,
and I said to them, I was like, dang, I wonder what y'all tell everybody else about me. And he was like, nothing. You the one we talk to.
Yeah.
You the one we come to about our issues because nobody else will hear us.
That's legit how it has to be. Like, you have to connect with them.
Yeah.
So kind of make that connection.
At the end of the day, that's why we keep showing up.
To actually understand.
We all work with kids.
Yeah.
Kids before administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm still in kids for real.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this part up. And we're going to take a little break. But when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. Queendom. Paused. All right, we are back with the Queendom. We are going to wrap the show with the Queen's Mantra. This is our positive note and words of advice for the week, Queens. All right, Bree, take it away.
So I saw something on Pinterest that said, I am proud of the woman I am today because I went through one hell of a time becoming her. I feel like as women, sometimes we lose sight of ourselves and we have to be reminded that we are good enough and we're worth that extra text, that good morning text, that let me take you out on a date, let me just drop in and say hi just because it's Wednesday. And we tell men, people, how to treat us. And if we don't value ourselves, then they won't either.
Yeah.
So we got to be able to...
We got
to
get them finished.
Facts. Stay in power, queens. Queen them out. Thank you for tuning in. This is our podcast, The Queen. Thank you for tuning in to the Queendom Podcast. Remember to like, leave us a comment, share, and of course subscribe to the Sassy Six on Anchor or Spotify.